So what were the early days of Pantera like? You know, looking back, what do you think you really learned from the experience?
Well, learned from the experience. I don't know if we learned anything, just to learn how to drink more whiskey. We learned, you know, when you sign with a major label, you get your foot in the door, then the real hard work starts. You know, we must have played 300 dates that year after Cowboys came out. But we had a blast doing it. You know, we were in our early 20s, and anything could go, you know, and it was fun. Now, if I would want to do that now, I'm just not sure if I could possibly do it. Yeah, we were a bunch of misfits, man.
Growing up, do you think there was a moment where you said to yourself, okay, I want to be a musician?
Oh, yeah. I knew it from the time I was like 11, 12.
Was there a bassist that you listened to early on that just totally, you know, captivated you?
I think probably Paul McCartney, just because of, you know, my sister's 17 years older than I am, so I got all the 60 greats. That and Jack Bruce, and I really never listened to Bill Wyman because it, you never did if it was Bill Wyman or not playing on it. My first real experience was AM radio, and I heard ZZ Top on AM radio, and that changed me forever.
Good
band to play for you. Go ahead.
So what did you do after listening to ZZ Top? Did you run to someone in your house and say, okay, time to pony up the cash for an instrument?
Yeah, I had a Gibson that my cousin gave me when I was about nine. I want to say nine, something like that. And strings were just fucking been on there probably 20 years. And so I went and took at the YMCA, took, you know, learned how to play chords and the whole bit. And then I got into the jazz band at school, and it was like every beat it was a different chord, you know, that you were having to play. I was like, this isn't going to work, you know. I'm going to have to play, you know, and play the bass much better. You know, but I still play guitar. I always have. Still play it all the time. But, yeah, the bass is really my forte, as you can tell.
So how did you go from McCartney and ZZ Top to being almost a, you know, pioneer in groove metal?
You just kind of follow that road and jump on it and try to steer clear, you know.
Okay, for hardcore fans who already own Cowboys in Hell, why do you think they should pick up the new, you know, super duper version?
Because it's an anniversary of 20 years that it's been by, and it has extra cuts on it. It's got live cuts on it that we never released before. It's got it's just got a lot more to offer, you know, especially the deluxe box set, which has got all kinds of killer stuff in it. You know, basically this is for people that might not have gotten that record or too young, you know, and now they can pick it up and kind of see where they're listening to and where it came from, you know. That's basically, you know, it's, like I said, 20 years with that album, and it still holds up today, you know. Why not put it out?
So what's your favorite part of the unreleased material on the album?
I like some of the live stuff's real good. Part of that's from Moscow that's been released, but it was called something else. It was taken off a Japanese import. But I like the Foundation Forum, the live stuff on there. And also, you know, just going back for me, it's revisiting old memories, you know, and the good times that we had and all that kind of stuff, and being young and getting away with murder, basically. so I don't know. There's so much, you know, it's got a demo in it. No, it just has a lot to offer in this little, in the packaging and a whole bit. You know, and I want to keep this, we want to keep, you know, keep Pantera's music alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of, you know, like I said before, a bunch of people that really hadn't really checked that album out because, it was 1990 when we put it out. And it's just 20 years down the road, you know, just like, you know, Metallica putting out Master Puppets and playing the thing live, you know.
And how does that make you feel to kind of take a step back 20 years later and listen to some of these songs and they still rock? How does that feel?
Feels great. I mean, they still hold up, you know. I had somebody send me on Facebook, send me it was a YouTube clip of us in '89, and you just tell the intensity of the band, you know, and really how much hard work we really had to put into it all, you know. So it makes it feel real good that you know, other people can hear this. It's not just we're not trying to cater to that crowd anymore. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to cater to the crowd that they get caught up in between that missed generation music, you know, which I think is what has happened to a lot of bands, or a lot of fans, let me put it that way, not bands. You know, there's just been crap out since, you know what I'm saying?
There's been anything
brutal or killer out there that does not sound like Pantera in a long fucking time, you know? So, you know, now I think, you know, as we slowly release these things, people will start knowing where all this came from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my review on it.
for people that aren't too familiar with your music and, you know, Pantera, or they know, you know, some of your newer stuff with Down, how do you think those two things compare?
I think they need to go check out the records and let the pieces fall where they fall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just two different periods of time. I mean, you know, every record that we did, we progressed to another level, you know? And it got heavier and heavier until we couldn't get any heavier. And then the Down thing is just because it's a completely opposite from Pantera. You know, Down does in no way or form sound like Pantera.
Okay. As far as what the future holds, 2010's been a different year for you. You've recovered from some medical ailments and things like that. What are you looking forward to doing in the future?
I've got a project I'm working on now called Alarms of the Sun, and it's going to be out before mixing it. Going to finish the mixes this week. In fact, it's being mixed right next door. My neighbor's got like a $500,000 setup over his house, and he's a really great engineer and mixing man. So that will be done, and then we'll have the mastering done on it. And then it's basically going to these three labels that are very interested in it and saying, here it is, sign a check. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to say about the new, revision of the Pantera album or what you're doing in the future that we haven't touched base on?
No, we're just going to be putting out more and more stuff like video and bootleg, concert footage and bootleg actual tunes of us playing in all kinds of different places. There's tons and tons of material as far as live stuff goes that's out there, and we're just going to keep trying to keep this legacy alive. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, keeping these things on shelves, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people check them out, keep the music where it is, you know, because right now it's in a real funk of where it needs to be because of the you know, the whole industry's screwed.